This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bassick, and Shippy all in studio for your afternoon lunch drive. And if, you know, let us know what you are going to be doing for lunch today. Looks as if Mike is munching on a salad over there.
Have right a now. Cobb salad. It's these really cool things now that grocery stores are doing. They're kind of like these salads that all you have to do is dump the toppings into there. And so it really helps out with the soda.
Yes,
state of the art.
Are you doing salad as well today?
No.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what I'm eating yet.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
One of the things that we're seeing happen right now, and it's very interesting, is out at spring training games, the fans are already starting to harass the Houston Astros players. And I love it because that's how sports is, man. Sports is, you always have trolls in the stands.
I totally forgot that the Astros and Nationals share a spring training facility now, because that wasn't the case.
Oh, wow.
And so that's been the last few years. They both moved. They stayed in Florida. A lot of teams have moved, like the Rangers, from Florida, Arizona. But they both stayed in Florida, but they built a huge complex where Houston and the Nationals share the complex. So kind of the game the other day when we got off of work, the main game was the Astros versus the Nationals, the World Series rematch.
Okay. All right.
And this is where kind of the signage came out and immediately was taken down.
Yeah, the Astros people were like, hey, take those signs away. And I don't know, like, how often baseball, they don't do that often, right?
They do if they have swear words on them.
Okay.
Or if they are saying something very derogatory.
Okay.
And these were not, as far as I saw, this is social media, it was just like Houston Astros, and it just had like a big asterisk. Stuff like that. It wasn't. Yes, were they demeaning? Were they taking shots at what the Astros 2017 championship was? Yes, but not in a negative way, as in using bad language or horrible things to put on there.
Okay, all right.
So I thought it was way over the top to shut that down.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to be very sensitive about everything. They want to try and control it, even though they've lost the control of the message already anyway. They've already screwed all that up.
It's also considered an Astros home game. So it was Nationals Astros sharing the same facility. They use the same field for their home games for spring training. But when I was watching the game, I'm almost sure, because I think Scherzer, when he was pitching the top of the innings and not the bottom of the innings, because Max Scherzer was the pitcher until the game eventually got delayed because of rain and then just completely rained out.
Well, and that's going to happen at their home games too. There are going to be fans that show up to your home games, and they're going to troll you, and you're going to have to deal with it. And you can either pout like this, or you can just be like, you know what? That's just we got to own this.
Will it be the same when the Astros play the Nationals and it's considered a Nationals home game? And the ushers,
like, they're not going to take those signs away, right?
I hope not. And I could be wrong. I'm trying to check real quick to make sure, because I know. I was just wondering if they were doing that. Are they going to just do that because it's the Astros facility? When the Astros do have to travel, whether it's to, I don't know where they would go to. St. Louis shares a complex with the Marlins, and that's about a two-hour bus ride or an hour bus ride. Well, those ushers aren't hired at all to protect the Houston Astros. They're there for the Cardinals and the Marlins. That's their home facility, so will they also be like, oh, I'm sorry, Cardinal fans, you guys can't put up those signs?
No way. And so, okay, so to go along with all of this, I was really curious Like, what would it take for people to just kind of like, all right, we got it? Because I think everyone is really mad now because you don't feel like there was a tangible punishment. And obviously none of the players got punished. And now they're talking back and they're like, oh, we still won.
So this is the way that the fans get to punish
yes,
the players.
Yes, exactly.
And the team, the organization.
Exactly. So what if Rob Manfred, who's so beaten down by just everything right now, what if he came out and said, all right, fine, I listened, I learned, I was wrong. Astros are stripped of the World Series title, and they're banished from the postseason for the next 2 years. Like, let's say it goes to that extreme.
Okay.
Then do you think people ease up, or do you think they bring a sign that's like, my girlfriend got stripped more than the Astros? Or like, what? I mean, like, what will happen then?
People would have a lot of fun with it, but they would still want to heckle them a lot because even the title stripped, you talked about this last week, Kevin, is you saw it.
We believed
it was a championship at the time. It wasn't until a couple years later that we found out how much they cheated. But if you're a Yankees fan, a Dodgers fan, you know, if you're in the American League West, I mean, the Rangers were the back-to-back division champs in 2015 and 2016. It's not like they came close to winning the division in 2017, but, I mean, all of a sudden, the Astros, who couldn't get over the top of the Rangers, got way over the top of the Rangers. So I think that if you're a Rangers fan, you can say, man, all of a sudden our run ended when the Astros maybe took this thing to an extreme level.
Interesting. I don't know, because I feel like, and this is just, I'm just speaking from my personality. That's why I was curious where everyone else falls on this. If I thought the punishment was just, then I would probably just kind of like move on. I think that's why to this day, I think that's why so many people like make jokes about OJ, or that's why I joke about Ray Lewis, is because you don't actually think they got the punishment for like that specific incident that they probably deserve. That's why people bring it up.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
well, plus he's rebooted all of those jokes for that reason, but it's the same thing with like Roethlisberger and all these people that you don't think actually got punished that I think it comes back up. Where if you just took away their World Series title and banish them from the postseason, they still had to play, then I think I'd be like, oh.
Everybody would be fine. Yeah, no, absolutely. They got their punishment. No, it makes total sense. But I guess you asked the question, what's it going to take at this point? Because you can't repunish right now.
The only thing,
Mike brought this up, you can go back, and I guess Dawson was talking about it a little too, you can go back and say, hey, after looking into more stuff,
yeah,
we found out this other stuff that we never actually released in the first place. So we're going to go ahead and add on to this.
They need to find out. They need to reinvestigate as hard as they can 2019, because it doesn't make any sense. Look, maybe it was all about a tattoo, but at this point, that's about a 5% chance. It just seems like after hitting a home run to get to the World Series, you wouldn't be that concerned about
an iconic home run in the history of the game.
Tattoo,
yes,
right, yeah. And so then the way the Washington Nationals were tipped off about, look, we get it. Teams might be using technology to do some things, but the Astros take it to such an extreme level, you're gonna lose the World Series if you don't take this as serious as possible. And so they couldn't sleep. Their scouting department, their coaching staff were struggling to sleep in coming up with different sets of signs at all times to make sure that their code breakers couldn't break the code.
You know, this is an interesting point right here, and we've got into like variations on this discussion before from the 469, except for Michael Vick. He got punished and didn't matter much. To some people, like, I can just speak to me when the examples of Lewis, Roethlisberger come up, you know I'm always fine with throwing out they never got blah, blah, blah. But not with Michael Vick. Like, I think Michael Vick did his time, and I know a lot of people disagree with that, but I'm not one of those people. Like, I thought he got punished proportionately, and we moved on. I think maybe you're kind of that way as well, Corey, but a lot of people are not. So it could be true. You could punish the Astros and take it away, and people will never let it go.
Yeah.
They're like, remember when you cheated and it didn't help?
And so I guess that's what I think, Kevin. I think that but I don't think that'll help either. I don't think another punishment will help.
I just don't think it's fair to fans to now punish them and they can't yell and scream. Look, there are certain things you can't yell and scream in most places. I did play for the Mets. You can yell and scream any word you want. It doesn't matter.
I got in
Philadelphia,
trouble.
You don't have to worry about your language there either.
I got in trouble as a kid for just yelling, "The Yankees suck."
You like did? Glove.
Yeah.
With your parents or with?
No, I was with some friends.
Wow.
I mean, you can with police officers and ushers right next to you in Philadelphia and New York. I only played in Boston a few games, but I played in Philadelphia and New York quite a few times. I mean, you can yell, "Your team's a bunch of F and C's." And the ushers are like, oh, "That's a good one. Way to go." Like, it doesn't matter what you I don't know what gets you in trouble in Philadelphia and New York, but I think you have to throw something at somebody, or you have to start throwing punches or go onto the field for there to be punishment. But in most places, you know, you will get in trouble for saying those special words. But I think the fans deserve to be able to make signs that are funny, that make fun of the Houston Astros. You just can't put vulgar things on them. And it seems like they're going to try to take that away from us, the fans.
All right. Let me ask you this then. Do you think there's any way that the Astros would lean into it? It seems like that is not what they are choosing to do, but do you think there's any chance they would do Asterix Night and whoever has like the most clever sign will get a free Astros jersey or something? It's kind of the thing where, like, if you make fun of yourself, maybe people don't make fun of you. Do you think there's any chance the Astros would lean into it and be like, all right?
Oh, man.
You have the Killer Bees where you can, you know, you can celebrate the old Killer Bees with Bagwell, Biggio, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one.
Burtman.
No. Well, he was a bee, but
Caminiti.
Oh my God.
Actually, I'm actually a Lance Berkman fan. I've talked to
clearly. You know, do you not remember how much he thinks walk-offs are stupid?
I do. He's a good guy. Uh-huh. He did not like his time. He was done with baseball by the time he came here. So that's kind of the reason that
they gave him a lot of money.
But anyways, you could just have a buzz, you know, in the building where, you know.
Absolutely.
Buzzer night.
Do you think they
like when Altuve and
it.
Bregman comes up, you just hear this bzzz.
I don't. Because they don't want to keep that going on.
Yeah.
They don't want
they will not. They're not going.
And that's baseball hates bits and fun too.
Was it Greg Bell? Was it Greg Bell?
Yes. Oh, weird. Yeah. Derek. Wasn't it Derek?
Okay. The thing is though, they don't want to keep that going, but I totally see how that would help, you know, kind of quell some of the fans. Because if you're already making fun of yourself, then nobody can get over on you, right? That's not going to hurt your feelings because I already made the joke. It was Eminem's approach, right?
Yes.
I already made that joke. So now are you going to do it too? Well, I'm sorry. It doesn't hurt me. So, but the right now they're firing back at everybody. And I think it is because it's the way that the fans get that opportunity to punish them. I don't think that if you added any other punishment to this, it would stop the fans from doing it because they would still say, well, that's clearly what they are. They're cheaters. So I want to be able to that's my heckling tonight. I'm going in there and I'm making fun of them for being cheaters. And it could be like that for the next 20 years and baseball can't do anything to change it.
I don't know if baseball would allow this because y'all were kicking this along, if it's already not allowed with the Astros. But later on, we're going to do the best game day promotions. If you're in any organization that plays the Astros, you're already trying to brainstorm some sort of mini bat and trash can giveaway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if Major League Baseball would allow that. I'm sure the Astros would be furious, but come on. Everyone banging on the trash cans when Altuve's rolling up there or whatever, people would love that in the stadium.
Guys, I am watching live on 105.3thefan.com the demolition of the Leaning Tower of Dallas. I came
in like a wrecking ball. What is this?
Kevin, my new favorite tweet is from Kevin Gray. You can hear him on the weekends.
Miley Cyrus's dad, I think. Here.
This is new footage of Jason Garrett's last attempt to keep the Dallas Cowboys head coaching job. It is stubbornly not willing to fall right now.
Oh, my God.
You can go check it out on 105.3thefan.com.
I hear that's been tough for Jason Garrett. He's been flying back and forth from New York to Dallas to still get his exit interviews that he didn't get to
Why
finish
off. Why are you taking a run at him?
Because this building is being as stubborn as he was.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Poor Jason Garrett.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.